Hello, my beautiful being. Welcome to this space in Wellness Less Stress for You, which is a space that is beautifully, safely for you, that I created to just bring you along different practices for you to just really let go, relax, and find the ways that you can feel more connected, more uplifted, and with more quality of your life. So today, this one is a practice that with these two different practices, you can bring balance in chaotic times or in challenging times. And these days, who doesn't need a little break, right? So I invite you to come along and allow yourself to find a comfortable place, whatever that is for you. Perhaps sit down by your garden or your bedroom or your special place where you can feel really relaxed and really allow yourself to just be disconnected from the outside world. So once you allow yourself to sit down, if you choose to be seated or lay down on your mat, or if it's just whatever way, perhaps a cross-legged with a lotus pose of your yogi pose, just the whole idea is that you feel comfortable. And these two keys or these two practices are key in this balancing your being. When you feel stress, anxiety, or just chaos, just come and pause and do breathing and a stillness. And those, as simple as it sounds, it will definitely bring you back. Because remember, the prana is the vital force of energy, and that's your breath. So we're going to go ahead and start to really let go of the day, let go of whatever happened before you came to this space, and start to just consciously do deep purification breaths. These are breaths that you inhale through the nose and you exhale through the mouth. So let us do three rounds of these purification breaths. Inhale. Exhale through the mouth, sighing if that feels good for you. Inhale nice and deep. Exhale through the mouth, letting go of the day. And the last long, deep purification breath. Inhale and release. Really allow yourself to feel already the difference as you feel that connection with your breath. Now we're going to do three lion breaths. The lion's breath is a very strong breath that you inhale through the nose and you exhale with that mouth open, but you're making like a lion breath, really releasing through the throat chakra. So let us start. Inhale through the nose and exhale. Inhale. Clearing your chakra of your throat, your expression, the last one, inhale. And back to relax, normal breath, inhale. And release, nice and easy. Now we're going to do the breathing technique of the heart in your chakra of your heart. We're going to do the rhythmic technique. And the rhythmic technique is in, inhaling through the nose, out, exhaling through the nose. So it's just up the upper chest. And always remember, when you don't feel good with any of these breathing techniques, just don't do that and do whatever feels good for you. But these are just different ones to really get your heart rate going. And then we'll go to the ones that relax us before stillness. So let us start. In, out. Out, in, the last one, inhale, and exhale, and just notice how you're feeling with this activated rhythmic technique of your upper chest. This one is very good to really be able to get energized in the morning, perhaps in a nice walk that you want to activate yourself. It's more energizing. Now we're going to do the Ujjayi breath, which is more the yogic breath, the victorious breath that is just closing your lips and you're going to inhale through the nose and then exhale through the nose, making like an oceanic sound through the throat. So inhale, exhaling through the nose, making that sound that is soothing. Inhale, 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 really relaxing. Exhale, the last one, and go back to normal breath. Inhale. Ah, and just allowing yourself to notice. Notice how relaxed your feet are, your shoulders, arms. You really are grounded through your souls between Mother Earth and yourself. And you are uplifted through the crown chakra with a tube of light to the beautiful source. And your heart is open to receive. And this conscious breathing is always relaxing, bringing you back to the moment, letting go of stress and anxiety, and truly balancing yourself. We're going to do the last nice breathing technique for now, before we go to stillness, and that's your Nadi Shapna, which is the alternative technique that you're going to be holding your right arm with your left, very softly shoulders, bringing your index and middle finger to your third eye, and your thumb is going to be closing or putting it on the right nostril. And then you're going to inhale through the right nostril. Inhale, you're going to cover, bringing your annular finger and cover the left, and then exhale, inhale through the left, cover, hold. Exhale through the right nostril. It's an alternating breathing technique. So inhale through the right nostril. Cover. Hold. Exhale through the left nostril. Nice and long. Inhale through the left nostril. Cover. Hold. Exhale through the right nostril. Inhale through the right nostril. Cover, hold, exhale through the left nostril, inhale through the left nostril, cover, hold, exhale through the right nostril, and the last one, inhale through the right nostril, cover, hold, exhale through the left nostril, and then go back to normal, inhale, and release. Ah, and just continue consciously breathing nice and easy. And let us take a moment to notice how good it feels already after several conscious breathing techniques. If you take a minute or two in a chaotic situation or challenging time, I can guarantee you that you will totally calm down, you will relax. This last technique, the Nadi Shapna, which is the alternative nostril technique, this one helps to really relax your nervous system, to bring concentration, to bring more ease and grace before your stillness, your meditation. It really balances the right hemisphere of your brain and the left side. So it's a very nice one before you go to bed to relax you, before meditation, or just before yoga, whatever way, or whenever you feel truly stressed out. But remember, prana, the vital force of energy, is your breath and is the exchange between you, the breath, and all that is. So even if you are in a very chaotic situation where you're really stressed out, to bring your balance, you just take a moment and really deeply inhale through the nose and exhale and inhale and exhale. And that already brings you back, because the breath is the only really way to bring you to the moment. So now that we are already prepared, let us just take a moment for a stillness, reminding yourself that it's nothing to do, nowhere to go, just be right here, right now, listening to the sounds of nature, birds and water, and just be. and I'll bring you back when the time is up with a beautiful Tibetan bowl. Enjoy. Brahmasmi, I am the breath, I am the universe, I am who I am. And today I realize how easy it is for me to bring balance into my life just by doing my breathing consciously and my stillness. Two very simple techniques to bring back myself to center. So just allow yourself to continue with your eyes closed, very gently, just very mindfully bringing your palms back to your center of your heart in Angelin Mudra as we close and seal this practice with three Aums, the I Am Presence, and three Shanti vibrations of peace. Peace for you, peace for others, peace for the whole world at your own pace. Inhaling. Vibration of balance and groundiness. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Allowing, receiving, sensing, and feeling these vibrations of balance, groundiness, centeredness, and really peace within, without, and all around you. Reminding yourself that you are the one that chooses peace even in the middle of the storm. So just allow yourself to bring yourself little by little, slowly feel your physicality into your body. And once you feel comfortable, you can start to flow your eyes open once more and come back into the space. I honor the light, divine light that you are, as well as the divine light of others and myself. I really honor you, my beautiful being of light. I really believe that you can definitely practice every time, every day, these two little practices, at least 3 minutes of breathing consciously and 2 minutes of stillness. There we go, 5 minutes of peace in your day. And that will definitely bring you back to balance in these chaotic times. So I honor you. I send you in peace. Namaste.